Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're continuing our look through the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And Moses said unto the people, go down, charge the people, lest they break through the gates, and many of them perish. And they were terrified. And even Moses himself was terrified, because in Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse number 19, it says this, that he was exceeding afraid and trembling. So not only were the people of Israel afraid, even Moses was afraid, because if you make one wrong move, the penalty was death. What a difference Jesus made. But note, another note I wanted before I go a little deeper. It's very interesting. All of this fear did not succeed in promoting holiness and moving the hearts of the people of Israel. It was grievous. That fear didn't bring grace, it scared them away. It did not succeed in changing the hearts of the people. Just the opposite happened. 40 days after what we read here, 40 days later, Moses went back up to Mount Sinai for the giving of the law. And the children of Israel made a golden calf. They worshiped it and said it was the God that brought them out of Egypt. Remember that story? Amazing. You think of that, and then we get to verse number 22 in Hebrews chapter number 12. I love these next few words, but ye are come unto Mount Zion. Again, what a difference. What a contrast between Mount Sinai and Mount Zion. But ye are come. We are in a different place, in a different relationship. And I wrote a few things down here. Again, I want to read the difference of what we just read about Mount Sinai. And let me read from verse number 22 to verse number 24 to look at the difference. But ye are coming to Mount Zion and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels, to the general assembly in the church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the judge of all, and to the spirits of just men who were made perfect, and to Jesus, the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than of Abel. I want you to know, first of all, that the law came from Sinai. But thank God grace is coming from this Mount Zion. Another thing, Mount Sinai, I don't have these in my notes, was earthly. Mount Zion is heavenly. Talks about this new heavenly Jerusalem. It's heavenly. Mount Sinai was marked by fear, terror, and even death, where Mount Zion is a place of love and life. Mount Zion or Sinai spoke of earthly things. Mount Zion spoke of heavenly things. At Mount Sinai, only Moses was allowed to draw near to God. Remember, the priest couldn't, the people couldn't, only Moses. And then one time Aaron could go up. Remember, I read that in Exodus. But at Mount Zion, an innumerable company and a general assembly is invited to draw near. You see that in verse number 23. When it says the general assembly and church of the firstborn, don't get confused about this church. We know what the word church means. It's that word ecclesia. It means that local visible assembly, and there will be a local visible assembly in heaven. It's when we're all gathered together. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. That's that general assembly, that church that talks about here of the firstborn, that assembly of God's people. Well, and I had a note here also of an innumerable company of angels. Now, how many is innumerable? You can't count them. You cannot count them. It's innumerable. Now, again, when we talk about angels, we put them in an angelic realm. That's a whole other Bible story. But there's different realms of offices, what I could say, of angelic beings. There's angels, there's seraph, there's cherub, which is singular, cherubim, seraphim. The four beasts that we've been reading about, and Daniel and all these different beings and created beings, they would be under that umbrella, if you will, of angels, and they're innumerable. And I mentioned here before a while back, I'm of the opinion that God has given us a guardian angel. It's just me. There's some verses that would point to that. This ain't the time or place for that. But I think some people need more guardian angels than others. Okay? Anyway, there's an innumerable amount of company of angels. So we see that what a difference at Mount Sinai. Only Moses could be there. But at Mount Zion, a host of people will be there. Mount Sinai was characterized by guilty men in fear. Remember we read that? Everybody was scared. They were so scared to even move for fear of death. However, Mount Sinai, we read, it features just men made perfect. Those who are the righteousness of Christ, they were made perfect. They're not guilty, they were perfect. I hope you see that difference. At Mount Sinai, Moses was the mediator. Remember, he came down, God commanded Moses, you come speak to the children of Israel. But here, Mount Zion, Jesus, as we read in verse number 24, he's the mediator. What a difference. Mount Sinai brought the old covenant, which meant it shed the blood of animals. Mount Zion brought a new covenant, which was made possible by the shed blood of Jesus. Mount Sinai was all about exclusion. In other words, keeping people away. Moses, make sure you set the bounds. They can't come near unless they be put to death. Even the animals, the beasts, if they cross that boundary, the cattle or whatever it would be, they would be put to death. But at Mount Zion, it's all about invitation. Whosoever will, let him come. And I pulled an old paper out that I used months ago that kind of parallels to what we're learning here about the difference between Mount Sinai and Mount Zion. And I don't know if y'all remember this. Months ago I read, and I got this from somebody else, so I'll give them the credit. Robert Sargent is the one who put that. Now, where he got it from, I don't know. But I got it from Robert Sargent, and I got it. It's in a book called Systematic Theology, 4-volume, awesome stuff. But anyway, and I added a couple more myself to it, but most of this came from Robert Sargent. Law and Grace, Sinai, and if we could say Zion, contrasted, okay, law. Under the law, we read in Exodus 19, the law prohibits the approach to God. Grace invites approach to God. Under the law, it condemns the sinner, but under grace, it redeems the sinner. The law says, do this and you live. Grace says, it's already done. The law says, try. Grace says, it's finished. The law curses the sinner. Under grace, it blesses the believer. Under the law, it slays the sinner, but under grace, it saves the sinner. Under the law, it shuts every mouth. Under grace, it opens every mouth in praise. Under the law, it condemns the best man, but under grace, it saves the worst man. Ain't it so much better? The law says, pay what you owe. Grace says, it's paid in full. The law says the wages of sin is death, but grace says the gift of God is eternal life. The law says the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Grace says, believe it and live. The law reveals man's sin, while grace atones for man's sin. The law gives the knowledge of sin, while grace provides redemption from sin. The law was given by Moses. Grace comes through Jesus Christ.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.